Welcome back to another episode of the She's My Sister podcast. I'm Katie. I'm here with my sisters, Madeline and Amy. And today we are going to be talking about the five love languages.
Speaking of love, do you guys just love my new haircut?
Yes, it looks very cute.
Yeah, it is super cute.
Thank you.
So if you don't know, the five love languages were created by Gary Chapman. He wrote the book. Dr. Gary Chapman, who wrote the book, I think it came out in the 90s. He's a therapist, isn't he?
A marriage counselor. And he was noticing that it kept coming up again and again in sessions that someone would say, I just don't feel loved. And then their partner would say, I don't know what you're talking about. I show you love by doing this, this, and this. And they would name off all these things, but that other person still was not feeling loved. And so he decided to go back through and did some more research, and he found that there are five distinct ways that people give and receive love. Everyone gives and receives love differently. And in his book, he's saying all five of these are important. You need all five of them, but everyone has a primary love language that is the way that they would like to receive love. The five love languages are words of affirmation. So that would be the like compliments, praise,
reassurance too.
Yeah, reassurance are all really important to you. And then also on the flip side, like words can be extra hurtful to you because that's what's really important to you. Another one is physical touch. So that doesn't just mean like sexual touch, although that is really important in a healthy marriage, but it's also, it could just be like holding hands, a simple back massage, sitting close to each other while you're on the couch.
Give them a hug after work, wrapping your arm around them when you walk into the store, yeah. Whatever it is. All that stuff.
Quality time. So that it does not just mean sitting in the same room together watching TV. It means like actively doing something together with your undivided attention. So if you're having a conversation, the other person is really truly listening to you. They're not checking their phone. And then there's acts of service. So like, Madeline, you mentioned that Anton will like fill up your gas tank for you or bring you coffee, going out of your way to help the other person out.
Yeah. Something that eases their like responsibilities and burdens.
Yeah. And then the final one is giving and receiving gifts. So then it doesn't have to be expensive gifts. It could just be some little thing that they found throughout their day. And it's just a physical reminder of that person's love for you. So these five love languages, Dr. Chapman calls it your love tank, which is a little corny, I know, but it makes sense to think of everyone as having a love tank. And if your love tank is empty, then you're not feeling loved. But if your partner speaks to you in your love language, then your love tank is going to be full.
Amy, do you want to like start with what your love languages are? Which ones are the top and which ones are the most and which ones are the least?
So my top one was physical touch, which makes a lot of sense. I love, you know, cuddling on the couch when watching TV, hugging, holding hands, all that. I think one of the biggest ones is just if I'm feeling stressed or upset, Jaden will just come over and give me a big hug. And that always just makes me feel so much better. Words of affirmation, all those other things are really helpful too. But I feel like when I'm really, really upset, just giving me a hug is one of the biggest things you can do. And then my next top one was quality time, which I was not surprised about. No matter what we're doing, if it's, you know, going to the grocery store together or going to get the pickup, the takeout food together, whatever it is, I like just when we're hanging out and doing random things together. And I'm working on that too, but I do really appreciate it when it's 100% focused now and then, like putting the phones away and everything. My lowest one was receiving gifts, which was kind of surprised that it was like only 7%, like really low. But I always thought that receiving gifts, if they're ones that you can tell they really were thinking about you, I always thought that was really, really fun. And so I was surprised that it was so low. But what I thought that was interesting is when Jaden took the test, physical touch was his second lowest love language. Whereas it's my highest. Like Aaron. And it actually makes sense. Oh, because one of the, not even a fight, but one of the closest times we've ever come to having an actual fight was when he had been, we'd been long distance for, and I hadn't seen him in maybe a month and a half, 2 months. And he came home, and it was for the first Christmas that we were married. And I just remember being really upset at him the next, like, I don't know, maybe the day after he got home or two. Because I just felt like he hadn't been, like, kissing me enough and hugging me enough. And it was like, well, geez, we have been long distance. You should be all over me and giving me hugs and kisses. And, I mean, he probably felt like he was showing me love in lots of other ways. Being sweet and giving me the gifts around Christmas, all these other things. And I was just getting really frustrated. And he definitely didn't understand why. And it was funny taking this test now. And I flashed back to that moment and thought, oh.
Did you talk to him about it at the time? Or did you just...
We did. We talked about it. And I think I was just also stressed out because long distance is really hard. And it's also hard when you built up in your mind what's going to be like when you get to see that person again. Because in your mind, you're like, everything will be just absolutely perfect. Right. And even though it's wonderful to see that person, it was so great. Then when my love language didn't match up completely with his, I got frustrated.
Love tank is not full.
For like acts of service, one thing I thought that was interesting is that the reverse of that, obviously the way you show love is by like helping relieve their burdens and like coming through for them. But it said that one of the biggest ways that you can like break their trust and, you know, make them feel really upset is if you're being lazy or if you're breaking commitments that you know, to them or making more work for them. And I appreciate that they added that kind of thing in there too, because it's a good reminder for how that could manifest doing, you know, the opposite, showing love and everything. So that was interesting.
Oh, and by the way, so we're finding these results. You can find them you can read the 5 love languages, which I highly recommend. He mentioned, okay, think about things that make you really frustrated or things that you find yourself talking to your spouse about or asking for, like, or things that like you've been hurt about in the past. And then those are probably your main love languages. So if you find yourself like, I wish they would do this, or something that has hurt your feelings in the past, that's probably because that is your love language. But then there's also a really fast quiz if you go to 5lovelanguages.com, and then that's a number 5. You can take the quiz, and it probably took, what, like 5 minutes to take, and you can get your results right then and there, and it explains your results, and it also gives you your secondary and other results as well.
Which is helpful because sometimes you're really like pretty close to being even on a couple of different ones, which is fine too.
What were your results, Madeline?
So I had read the 5 love languages years ago, and I already kind of knew what mine and Anton's were. But my number one is acts of service, followed really closely by words of affirmation. And 3 is quality time. 4 is receiving gifts, and 5 is physical touch. Anton is the opposite. His number one is physical touch. His number 2 is quality time. Then acts of service and words of affirmation were tied for 3rd. And then receiving gifts was really low on his for the last one. But I've known about love languages for a long time, and it has been really helpful for us. Something that Gary Chapman talks about is how, like, if your number 1 and your partner's number 5 are the same. So if like my highest and his lowest are the same or vice versa, that can be kind of hard. Like when Amy was talking about how Jaden and she was upset that he hadn't been like, you know, hugging and all, like, you know, wanting to be right next to her after not seeing her for a long time. Like, I relate to that because that's not the way that I show love so much, because when I want to be loved, that's not the way that I first want to feel love. So like a really good example is Anton he was out of the state for a couple of weeks. And when he was coming back, I spent the entire day. I like cleaned out every single closet in the house. I organized, I deep cleaned, and like the house was perfectly spotless. Like, it looked amazing. I had dinner and stuff that he liked. So I was doing all these acts of service because that's what I like when I want to feel loved. And then he got home and like, he said, thank you, you know, and he like, thought it looked great, but it wasn't obviously as big of a deal to him as, like, he just probably wanted a hug, you know? And I went to, like, I was doing the thing that I would have wanted, when in reality, like, I should probably be doing the thing that he wants more so than what I would have wanted. So it's like, it is really helpful to keep in mind when you're trying to show love to your partner, rather than just what you want to feel for love, I guess.
And sounds like it'd be a lot less work for you, Madeline.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was so tired by the time he got back because I had just been going all day long. Like, oh man.
But that's like, so funny.
Cause like for me, there's nothing better. Like, if I'm stressed out and I had a really long day of work and I'm just tired, if I come home and the house is sparkling clean and there's like dinner ready and we're gonna just sit down and like relax, that's like the ultimate thing for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're the best in the whole world. And it makes me feel super loved. And like words of affirmation too was really high on mine. And if he tells me that he's proud of me or like that he appreciates what I did, those are really like big for me. And so like him knowing that, he can incorporate those things a little bit more when I'm down or I'm sad and he like wants to help make me feel better.
That kind of makes sense because so acts of service is Jaden's highest one as well. And when I was on a trip and I was gone, we didn't see each other for 2 weeks. When I came back, he had vacuumed the entire house and he had used the carpet cleaner on all the carpets and done all this stuff for me. And it was really nice and I appreciated it. But that's so funny. That makes sense. He did it because that's probably what he would want, because acts of service are his top love language.
Yep.
That's so funny that me and Jaden are like almost like reverse of you and Anton in some ways.
That is funny. Yeah, if you guys ever have a fight, you can just call us and we can tell you what to do. Well, and like I remember when I was a kid, Mom cut out this article out of like the Reader's Digest, and it was something like, why it's okay to let people in your bubble, why hugs are good. And it was like, like, what are you trying to say, Mom? Because like I wasn't a touchy-feely person growing up. Like, I just, and it makes sense now. Like, I just, that's not what I lean towards. And it's not like I don't like hugs and I don't like holding hands and cuddling and stuff. Like, I like all that stuff. It's just, that's not the way, I guess, that I feel loved as much as, you know, quality
it's
time
not your
words of affirmation.
Instinct. Like, that's not the first way you show love.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, like, for me, when I think of physical touch, like, oh, here's a hug, it feels like I'm not trying that hard because it's easy to give a hug for me, you know? But, like, I don't know if that came out right. So,
no, that makes sense.
Giving a hug is really, like, giving a hug is easy to do and it doesn't take a ton of work. Whereas, like, cleaning the entire house for an entire day is like, look at all this stuff I did for you. I love you so much that I did all of this for you. So, but someone else might not see it that right. way, you know? Right. So it's very important to know what your partner loves. And something really interesting that I would really like to know, like, the rest of our family, what their love languages were. Because I was trying to guess Mom and Dad's, and I was struggling so hard to, like, think of what theirs would be. Mm. I think Mom's would be pretty similar to mine for some reason. I just had a feeling. But I wasn't sure for Dad. And he was saying that it's also
good. I feel like acts of service. This is just a guess. But I feel like acts of service for Mom. I don't know. I see quality time as being a high one for her.
Yeah, me too. But I think acts of service is her first one.
Yeah, I agree.
But he was saying that it's also a really good thing to use for, like, non-romantic relationships, yes, too, like, just your family and friends, because then you can better understand how to be there for them and how to make them happy when they're having a hard day. So it would be pretty cool to learn theirs.
I agree. But I also, as I was reading it, I was thinking that the way I give and receive love, the way I want to give and receive love with Aaron, I think, is not necessarily the way I want to give and receive love in other relationships. So.
Oh, well, ooh, yeah. Maybe.
No, I don't. Zero. No. No.
I haven't seen you in so long. Let me give you the kiss.
Madeline, physical touch doesn't have to be like that. So what I'm saying is, so like.
No, I know. I was joking.
Maddie, I'm just going to smother your forehead and cheeks with kisses when I come home.
Okay, so as an example, when I'm listening to it, when they start talking about physical touch, my first thought was Amy. Because, like, you go to hang out and Amy, like, smothers you. Like, we sit on the couch and Amy, you have to be, like, practically sitting on top of the person next to you. Like, you're so close. You want to cuddle. Like, you'll be like, my feet are cold. So you stick your little ice cube toes underneath me, underneath my legs, trying to warm them up. And I'm just like, get off of me. Like,
that's partly just practical, Katie.
Not just that, but, like, you're very huggy and touchy. And that's not a bad thing at all. Like, I like it, but I feel like you take it to another level. And
well, when Amy was a little kid, she would, like, get in bed with mom and dad, and mom would say that she'd always say, you want to do back-to-back? And they'd put their backs together and just, like, have, you know, like, little cuddle time. And it's, like, that's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, you were very, like, you would come, and you'd want to, like, come and, like, hang out and cuddle in my bed when we were, like, little kids, I remember. Which is really sweet. So, like, that, like, I feel like, to me, you are, like, a textbook. Like, physical touch, you know, primary person. And so
Katie, I don't think you said what yours and Aaron's were.
No, I haven't. So my top one, like, so what I found interesting too, when I was reading about it, is that, like, it's pretty, cause I was wondering if, like, one of the love languages is more common than others, and they're amongst people, and they're really pretty evenly divided, like 25% each one. My top one is words of affirmation, and it's, like, a lot higher than all my other ones. So words of affirmation are really important to me. Not just
Katie, I'm proud of you.
Okay, so hearing that kind of stuff is such a big deal to me.
Katie, have I told you I really appreciate you lately?
Thanks. Have to be sincere.
Do you remember in fifth grade? I wonder if this would count. Do you remember in fifth grade I had to write who my hero was, and I didn't want to pick mom or dad because I didn't want to pick one of them. So I put that you were. Does that make you feel
it
good?
Does.
Well, now I feel bad.
But tell me more.
Maddie,
why.
You were too, like, similar in age to me, Maddie. You couldn't be my hero. We were, like, sharing a room at the time.
Okay.
Tell me more, Amy. Why,
you're
why
my roomie.
Am I your hero? I want to hear more.
Okay. You just handle things so maturely. I don't know why, but, like, when you were, like, I don't know, 22, and then when I was 22, you seemed to have it together more, at least from my perspective.
Honestly, I think that's kind of, like, how you just see people who are older than you.
Right.
Though. Maddie, don't knock my praising Katie.
I'm not saying that Katie wasn't a mature 22-year-old. I'm just saying that, like, I've noticed that, like, when I reach a certain age, I think of how Katie was at that age, and I'm like, what the heck, like, what am I doing with my life?
What are you talking about?
Maybe our older sister is just, like, too, I don't know. Maybe you're just too perfect, Katie.
She's too type one.
Yeah, that's what it is. You little
I was Hermione. Actually wondering, it actually crossed my mind, I would like to look more into how our Enneagram types match up with our love languages and how that kind of works out. And I was actually thinking about it.
But didn't Maddie and I have pretty similar personality types and our love languages are, like,
yes.
Totally different?
I was just kind of thinking about it because, like, I'm my Enneagram 1 and 3 are really high, and I feel like those go along well with words of affirmation.
Oh,
but, like, hearing I love you and like encouragement, like, if I tend to doubt, like, if I'm doubting myself or I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job with something, it helps a lot to hear Aaron say, like, I think you're doing a good job, or just affirming what I'm doing, or if I, let's say I made dinner, like, thank you for doing that, or this is really good, or I appreciate you doing X, Y, and Z. Like, that makes that's a really big deal to me. And then my next two are physical touch and acts of service. We're both tied. And then quality time is, like, all three of those are really close. And then receiving gifts was really low. Receiving gifts was 0% for me. And Aaron saw it, and he's like, sweet, so I never have to buy you a gift again, right? I was like, wait. That's not how this works.
No, no, no. You need all yes. five. He said you need all five.
That's what I told him. I was like, no, no. All are equally, all are important. But on a day-to-day basis, this is what I would like you to do. And it's funny because similar to you and Jaden, I guess, Aaron's lowest score is words of affirmation.
No.
Really? Yeah,
and this is actually something that we, like, so we just recently read the 5 Love Languages, and it's been really helpful. Like, seriously, it's only been, like, a few weeks, and I felt like we have a really good marriage. We have a really good relationship. Like, it's just made it, like, it's made it way, like, even better. I've noticed a big difference because this is something we've talked about in the past is, like, I need to talk to you. Like, I need to know how you're feeling. Like, because if you don't talk, I automatically assume it, like, Madeline was saying, the absence of words of affirmation, I automatically start spiraling and thinking, oh, he's mad at me because he's not talking to me about things. Even though it just means he's not talking. Like, it has nothing to do with me.
It just doesn't occur to him that he needs to do that for you. Like, that's kind of how, like, yeah, that's how we are exactly with, like, physical touch. Like, it's just not my go-to. Like, we'll be sitting, like, not next to each other on the couch, and I just don't think anything of it. Like, that's terrible. I sound a little cold-hearted, but... It's just not the first thing that you think
and
of.
So my second highest was physical touch and physical touch and acts of service were my next two highest.
Wait, Katie, can you name yours in order and his in order?
Yes. I didn't so that. Mine in order is words of affirmation, physical touch and acts of service are tied, and then quality time and then receiving gifts. Okay, his from highest to lowest are quality time, acts of service, receiving gifts, physical touch, and then words of affirmation. So we're very opposite.
Oh, you're like us. You're opposite. Yeah. Okay.
We're very opposite. Although I would say that acts of service and quality time are high for both of us.
Okay. Do opposites really attract? It sure seems like all of us are opposite.
Because that's something that, like, reoccurring that we've talked about is, like, okay, Dr. Chapman was talking about how the average person only listens for 17 seconds before interrupting the other person. Not necessarily, like, out of rudeness, but it's, like, they're thinking about what they're going to say next rather than what the other person is saying usually.
Yeah.
And that's a big part, he was saying, of quality time is, like, really taking the time to not even say anything yourself and just listen to what the other person is saying and then respond. And I've realized that's something that I really need to work on because I know that's something Aaron has gotten frustrated with before is, like, I want him to talk, and then he starts talking about something, and then I interrupt him.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it's like, I don't even realize that I'm doing it until he'll say something, and then it's like, oh, shoot.
Katie, it says for quality time, weekend getaways are huge.
That's a big thing that we do a lot.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
You're so good at that.
That is something, and it's something that is something that's high for both of us.
Maybe Jade and I should do that more because we both, like, quality time was both our second highest at 27. So, yeah. percent. So maybe we should do some more weekend getaways.
It is interesting thinking about, like, how you were talking about how you appreciate if you've made dinner and Aaron says, oh, thanks, this is great. Like, thanks for making dinner or something. Jaden's gotten in this habit, and I don't know if something that I did made him start to do this or if he just decided to do this. But when I make him dinner, he won't start eating until he gives me a kiss. And he says he has to kiss the cook.
That's sweet.
And aww. Yeah.
Hope he doesn't mind me sharing this.
No, that's sweet.
But I was thinking about that, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's just something he picked up on, like, she likes this.
I was telling Madeline how, notice, it was like 2 days worth of, it was like, Aaron would just come up and give me a hug and a kiss. Or he'd hold my hand and sit nice to me. And it was like, those are all things like, yeah, we do, but it's normally because it's much higher on my love languages. It's normally like I'll initiate those things. And Aaron likes those things. Like, he appreciates them too. But it's like it doesn't occur to him to start it usually. And he was initiating it. And it was a lot more than normal. And it was just like a big change. And I noticed, and I told him, I was like, wow, like, I really appreciate that you're doing this. He's like, yeah, I know that this is a big deal to you, so I'm trying to make a bigger effort in it. And I was like, wow.
This was so after you read the book, Katie?
No, this was before. It was like right before I started reading it. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, that's nice. A weird coincidence.
Isn't it? I felt like it was a big coincidence. But then after reading it and after taking the quiz, he didn't realize. He's like, I didn't realize that words of affirmation were so high for you. That's really important to know. He said, I've been making a really, a lot of effort in physical touch because I know that's important to you. He goes, so now I'm going to try and make a more of an effort in that area or put more focus on that for you. And I was like, wow, this is great. So I would encourage anyone out there to, I mean, seriously, it took us less than 5 minutes to take the quiz. I think the book is is really important too. But if you're like, okay, I don't have time to listen to this whole book. He came out with called the Heart of the Five Love Languages. So it's basically like the SparkNotes version. And it just takes like all the really important points and boils it down to what you really need to know. And I feel like it was just as helpful.
Do you remember how you guys were saying that, like, there's nothing wrong with that? I'm so high in physical touch. It's fine. I was thinking about it. And you're right. Usually it's a good thing. But it was not a great thing when I was like 18 and had a boyfriend. And all I wanted to do was be hugging him. I'm sure mom and dad seen that at Katie's wedding, and they were not like super happy about it.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, Maddie. And I remember you being like, what the heck? I cannot believe you were like hugging your boyfriend in front of mom and dad.
You weren't just hugging.
Listen, that made it sound like I like was rolling around in the grass doing naughty things at a wedding.
Amy comes back into the reception with like grass.
This is a very misleading conversation. This is not what happened.
So moving on from that, I think another way, if you're not quite sure what your primary love language is like, think back on times where you've really especially felt loved or things that stand out to you. And it could be with your spouse, or this could be with like with your parents or a friend, like other relationships you have in your life. What do you like hold on to, and what are some memories or times that are really important to you? Or vice versa, like times that you've like felt really upset or hurt. And it usually, like for me, it has to do with like things people have said to me. Like I hang on to those. So like when people say something to me, if it's a compliment or feedback or whatever, they might just flippantly be giving it to me, not thinking, you know, like, to them, it's like, oh, it's no big deal to give this compliment, or she's like, I'm just giving a little criticism, she's not going to take it badly or whatever. I hang on to those things for years, you guys, and I like replay them to myself in the shower. You know, like, you'll just be like hanging out, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, remember that thing that person said to me 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yes. Why did I just have like three of those bad things pop into my mind?
No, think about good things.
Maybe we should talk about times that our love language, like someone did something really good.
Yeah. Or also examples or ways, ideas that we have for each love language.
So this is kind of a funny example, but it's one that just pops into my head. And it's obvious, it's not for me. It's actually somebody else's example of a love language. But I remember one time having a professor, and someone asked what the most like romantic thing was that someone had ever, or you know, wonderful thing someone had ever done for them. This professor was Irish, so she sunburned in like a second. And she was working in, I think she was doing like relief work in Africa, and she was sunburned from like her forehead to her tippy toes. So her significant other like poured and like filled an entire bathtub filled with like aloe vera for her. And she's like, that was one of the most wonderful things someone has ever done for me. And then she was like, don't tell anyone, that's not my spouse that did that. But I thought that was so funny because that feels like acts of service to me for sure, I would think.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was such a funny example, but so clear. And based on what you guys were saying just now, I do feel like for a lot of my other relationships that are not romantic, you know, not Jaden, it's a lot of the time it is words of affirmation, like with mom. If mom or dad are like, I'm proud of you, like you're really doing well, it's like, thank you.
I think you're right, Amy. Like, I think different things are more important to me depending on what relationship it is.
For sure.
And I think it also varies depending on kind of what season of life you're in. Like, I think they're all important, but, like, let's say, like, I know for sure, like, acts of service, right after I had Josie, I feel like acts of service were really, like, physical touch, it was, like, I was all touched out, like, do not touch me, I have a baby on me all day long, I smell like spit up, it was just kind of, like, that was not interesting, like, yeah, I still wanted to hug, like, hugs, but I also just kind of almost felt touched out, like, I just kind of wanted to, like, be alone, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So it would be like, I would go hang out and I would take a bath. Like, that would be my, like, alone time. And Aaron would watch Josie, or like when he does a project around the house, or like hangs a picture frame for me or whatever. Those kind of things I feel like were more important to me at that point, 'cause that's what I was needing. Right now, I feel like that isn't as important to me as some of the other ones are. So I think it kind of can change depending on what is going on in your life.
That actually makes so much sense. Because I kind of wonder if you had taken this quiz back then, you probably would have gotten different.
Yeah. Oh, results. I definitely think so.
So maybe it's a good thing to kind of come back and revisit every so often.
I think,
like, retake it.
I think
it.
That's a really good idea. But I think not even just taking the quiz, but like Dr. Chapman recommends having like a weekly like love tank check-in, which I think is such a good idea. And again, I feel so corny saying it, but I think it's important, like once a week or more, whatever works for you, is to like have a dedicated time and just say like, how are you feeling, like, and what do you need, what can I do to help you feel loved. And like, we've actually started doing that and it's really nice.
Yeah, we did that right before the podcast because we were, like, talking about it. And we both have kind of low love tanks right now because it's just been kind of a stressful week. And I think that, like, when you're tired and stressed out, when you both are tired and stressed out, it's really hard to show each other your love in their language.
Right.
Because you're just like, show me love in my language. I don't want to show you love in yours.
Well, and I think also if it's, like, if you're feeling – I was thinking about this earlier. If you're feeling like you're one of the love languages being spoken really well, like your spouse is doing a really well, good job showing you love in one area, it like makes all of the other, you showing love in the other areas easier. So like if Aaron's doing a really good job, like giving me words of affirmation or acts of service, then it's like, quality time is going to be easy for me to give him. Like, I want to be hanging out with him all the time. You know, like, I feel like
they also kind of go hand in hand. Like, a lot of the time when you're cuddling on the couch, which is physical touch, you're also spending quality time together, kind of. So it's like,
right.
I get that. So quality time is supposed to be more focused on like conversation and like, I guess, doing things together rather than just watching TV, but it's still kind of the same. They go kind of together.
I think, yeah, I definitely think so.
That was actually something. That was something that I've actually had come up with a couple times. Like, you always thought, like, oh, hey, we're hanging out, we're watching TV together. It's like quality time. But I realized that for me, like, it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, that it's fun and it's nice. But I every once in a while just need to turn the TV off, have Jaden, like, look at me. I'll be like, I should just be like, I need attention. Like, I'll just say it. I'll be like, look at me. We need to just, like, talk. I need you to look at me. Talk
yeah.
For a while. So sometimes what I'll do is that if we've been hanging out, we've had a lot, because you know, you have like a long day, and maybe Jaden doesn't get home until 6 o'clock at night and he has gone for work before I even wake up in the morning. Then, you know, we eat dinner, we watch some TV, and we haven't really had time to just sit down and like talk. Mm-hmm. So a lot of time this has like been since we first got married, I like made a rule called like, it's, you know, I call it cuddle talkie time, which is really embarrassing.
Wait, what is it? Say it again.
I don't want to.
Did you say cuddle talking?
Yeah, it's cuddle talking time.
Oh my God.
It's just what I say when I'm like, no, we haven't. It just means that we haven't talked enough during the day. And like before we go to bed, when we lay in bed, I just want to talk about my day and just want to talk to him for a little bit.
Aww.
And it's really nice. And one time when he was too tired and he wanted to just go to bed, I play that song from Fiddler on the Roof that's like,
tradition. Tradition. And I just remind him, no, it's tradition. We have to do it. And that works really well because that way I get my quality time.
Jaden's been up for like 24 hours and Amy's in the bedroom like jumping on the bed playing the Fiddler on the Roof soundtrack.
Really accurate description of what happens tonight.
I think one thing I like about this is it just kind of got us talking about the, it just made it more, us more mindful about it and like kind of put it more forefront in our minds again. And I think it just kind of reminds you to communicate with your spouse.
You know what I just thought of? I was trying to like think of times when I felt like the most love. Mm-hmm. And there was this time in college I was taking, Anton and I were taking organic chemistry together, which was very hard. And it was in one of those auditorium style classrooms, the really big ones with like hundreds of students. Mm-hmm. And the teacher in there, he liked to have students like go up to the front of the class and like he would embarrass them basically if they didn't know the answer. And I was like absolutely mortified that that was going to be me. And because I struggled in chemistry class especially. And Anton is pretty good at chemistry. And I remember one day we were sitting there. And, like, he was playing this game he liked to play where it was, like, people would just call on a random or point to a random student and make them, like, go answer the question. And I remember one day I was, like, sitting there, like, with my fingers crossed, like, please don't. What wonderful
teaching practices here.
Oh, yeah. He
terrify your students.
Yeah, he wasn't a great teacher. But anyways.
Call him out, Maddie. Say his name.
No, I can't. But anyways. I was sitting there, like, with my fingers crossed, like, praying, like, please don't let them pick me. Please don't let them pick me. Because I knew I didn't know what the answer was to this question. And I remember, like, it was, like, everything was, like, in slow motion. Like, I just saw the person point to me, and I was, like, no! And then, like,
Anton went, I volunteer as tribute.
He did! He volunteered, and he did it for me. And I've never in my life been so, like, just... Oh.
That's so cute.
I was absolutely relieved and, oh man, I love him so much.
Oh, good job, Anton.
I know, it was very sweet because I would have died.
I'm not sure what category this would fall under. It just made me think of this. Once in college, because me and Maddie and Anton were roommates for a little while there at the end of your guys' senior year, it was. I thought I saw somebody out the back window in our backyard at night and it freaked me out. And so Anton, like, didn't question it, and he instantly went out to check the backyard to see if anyone was out there. Like, I just barely said that I thought I saw somebody, and he instantly went out there to make sure no one was out there.
I can already picture his angry face to go and intimidate the stranger.
I just thought that – I'm trying to think of what, like – I'm not sure what category that would fall under. Acts of service, I guess?
Probably, yeah. Like, protective instincts for little sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just – I thought that was really nice. It's just so funny how that's like, I think it really is like different categories for different kinds of relationships. Mm-hmm. I think that made me feel like super loved.
Made you feel safe and protected, which is what you want from.
I think I just valued that the second I said something, he listened to me instantly and took my word for it and just went out to check.
Yeah.
And I think that meant a lot.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if we're talking about, so something that I always think of for Aaron, Katie, mm-hmm. is at our wedding. Mm-hmm. I remember I was like, it was about to start and I can't even remember what it was that happened now, but something like went wrong at the last minute and I was just like stressing out and he like just looked at me and he was like, what do you need and have you eaten anything? And I was like, it was so sweet. Like, he was just like, I'm gonna do whatever it is that you need. Like, this is your day. Like, don't worry. And it was just like a very calming presence in a time of stress. So
he's good at bringing people down when they're stressed.
I feel like one of you should say something nice about
Jaden. I know. I'm trying to think of something around him enough. Hold on. Just let me think.
I just think you guys don't get to be like around him enough, which is one of the poopy things about the military.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Amy. There is a specific, like, a love language is for the military, like a specific book he has written about that, and I think it's about long-distance relationships.
I heard him talking about that, and I thought it was interesting, like, in that mm-hmm. podcast and how he mentioned, like, I think, and it totally makes sense, the way he was basically saying, like, if you're not doing these love languages and doing these things when you're in person, then it's not going to work when you're long distance. You need to be doing these things in person.
I thought of one for Jaden.
Oh, good.
Okay, so when Anton, like, blew out his knee for the second time, Jaden and Amy were right there, Jaden like went into just like this mode where he was gonna be there for whatever he needed. Like he carried him in the house. He went with us to the hospital, which he didn't need to do. Like they sat, Amy and Jaden, they both like sat there with us and like, you know, kind of Jaden specifically, I remember making like Anton laugh and kind of trying to lighten the situation. And like that was really important to me because mm-hmm. I was kind of freaking out inside. And like, I know Anton was stressed out about like missing work and stuff. And so that is something that like very much sticks out in my mind about Jaden.
Jaden's a good person to have around in a crisis.
Yes.
That was sweet.
This is just making me feel all warm.
No.
Oh, I'm glad.
All these sweet stories.
I also always think about how he always has those riddles. Jaden really likes riddles, and I remember he had that one, and I could not figure it out. It made me feel so stupid when I figured it out.
Was it the one with the door?
Yes, but don't tell what it is. Ooh, actually, we should
let's add that to our Instagram stories.
I hate that
we'll
riddle.
I think that instead of a survey, we'll do some riddles.
Well, Amy, that specific riddle, I'll never forget it.
It's such a stupid riddle.
Put Jaden on it. Have him write down some riddles, and I'll add them to our Instagram story for people to participate
in. Figure out.
I'm not sure what category that comes underneath. Well, you always have lots of riddles.
Quality time.
Sorry.
Batman would enjoy
it's
that.
Just the thing that's popping in my head. And I can always talk about the gym with him.
Mm-hmm. True, true.
So that's nice.
Gosh, it is funny how it's, they all seem so different for different people, but at the same time, like, a lot of yours for Maddie are, like, I feel like they're calming you down or, like, taking you out of stressful situations. Mm-hmm. Like, for all the ones you shared, the one about Anton and the one about, like, Aaron and Jaden, it's all kind of, like.
Oh, totally. Well.
I feel like it all has to do with kind of, like, calming you down, taking you mm-hmm. away from
I was telling Anton that I know why acts of service is the biggest for me. It's because I get anxiety and I get stressed out. And so, like, anything that he can do for me that takes a little bit of that stress away and makes me feel less anxious mm-hmm. makes me feel so, like, loved and so, like, I'm taken care of and he
right.
got me, you know? And so, like, that's why that's such a huge thing for me. And that is really interesting. I hadn't even realized it, but, like, for both of them, the things that I remembered were them, like, helping yeah. or, like, making me feel less scared or stressed in a, you know, something that I was feeling anxious. So that's actually really interesting.
I think it, like, sometimes it kind of, it's almost like it taps into my, like, your insecurities because it's, like, I second guess myself a lot, or I feel like, not second guess, I feel like I'm not good enough in a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm. So it's and somebody that's telling you that you are good enough that makes you feel loved.
Yes.
That's actually,
or, like,
so interesting.
Reassures me.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy.
Okay, what does that mean about physical touch that I feel? Don't let me be lonely. What is it?
I mean, it could be that you're, like, fearful of being, like, alone. I don't know.
You know what?
I don't really mind. Well, I don't know.
Okay, so this is one of those silly things that, like, I made up in my, like, there was not an issue, and then I made an issue in my head because Aaron and I hadn't talked about it. So, like I said, he's not super into, like, physical touch. It's just not his first thing, especially, like, in public, okay? And
oh, yep. Jaden's not big on physical touch in public, and
like,
it drives me
PDA.
Nuts.
And I'm not saying, like, oh, I want to go make out in front of people because that's weird. That's not what I mean. I meant, like, holding
hands.
No,
it's like holding
or, like,
hands, though.
Something like that. And yeah. I remember, like, we were hanging out, and I went to hold his hand at a rugby game. And we were in front of some of his teammates, and I went to hold his hand. And he held it for, like, 0.5 seconds before I'm not exaggerating, before he let it go. And my first thought was, he's embarrassed of me, and he doesn't want to be seen holding my hand in front of his teammates.
Oh,
and like that's the thing. Like that's where my mind went. And
yeah,
I brought it up with him later because I was like so hurt about it. And he's like, "Wait, what?" Like he had not even remembered this moment, and he was like, "My hand was sweating. It was like 100 degrees outside."
Oh,
so like that's the kind of thing where it's like it's these little moments of like misinterpretation. Like it's almost like you really are speaking two different languages. He had no idea that I was even upset or that it was an issue, you know?
Totally.
So
Well, and like a little bit of that can go, a little bit of speaking someone's language can go a long way. Because I remember when Anton was on crutches, one time we were like, we had gone to see a movie and we were leaving. And I remember I was like rubbing his back because like I felt sad that he was on crutches, you know, and I wanted him to feel yeah. like I've got you. And like he told me later, he was like, that was so nice that you did that. And I was like, wait, really? Like that meant that much to you?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I have to like do that more because to him, you know, it's a big deal. And right. like he constantly is like, you know, he's always the one to hold my hand and hug me mm-hmm. and hold my waist. And like, I do love it. I just don't have to even think about him. Like he just does it. I don't have to ask right. or think about it. And so it's like, I need to reciprocate and do those things mm-hmm. without him asking, you know? So mm-hmm.
you don't realize the impact that your actions or words can have on other people sometimes.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like a super mm-hmm. easy little thing to do that can make a really big difference.
Right.
That makes sense to what you were saying about physical touch, how Anton just does it. And so you don't even have to think about going in to give him a hug or giving him a kiss.
Yeah.
Because for me, since physical touch is so hard for me, for a while back there, probably like early in our relationship, I was always the one, at least from my perspective, that was giving the hug first, that mm-hmm. was going in for the kiss, and that was trying to cuddle and all these different things. And it got to where I really got upset because I started to feel like, why don't you want to do that?
Amy, but I have had the exact same conversation with Aaron.
Oh, funny. And from his perspective, it was probably just like, what are you talking about? We yes. do hug and we do kiss, we do cuddle. Like, yes. what do you mean? But I'm like, no, but the only reason we do is because I'm the one right. starting it. And I remember saying these words, and this was a while ago, probably in college. We were saying, like, if I, yeah. I remember thinking, like, saying, like, no, but if I did not instigate it, it just wouldn't happen.
Right.
And being all frustrated about it like that. And I remember thinking in my head, like, well, I'm just not going to instigate it. He'll see. And then I didn't last like a day. And it was like, oh, I'm here giving you a hug again.
You shall
never know. It didn't work out. But, I mean, now I feel like we've gotten to the place where I think Jaden's gotten so much better about that, like, realizing that's what I want. And
it's a learning curve.
Sure he goes in. Oh, yeah. And I've gotten better, I feel like, about, you know, speaking his language too and all that. But glad that me and Katie have had like the same conversation, and Anton could join me and Katie in this conversation.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm like Jaden and Aaron.
As if love language is not your first, it doesn't come as naturally to you. I think there's some ways to make it easier for the other person, like easier for the other person to show you love. So like, let's say acts of service is really high for you. Dr. Chapman made the recommendation to like make a list of things, like requests that like you would like the other person to do for you, and then order them in importance. And then the other person can, if they have extra time, can be like, oh great, I have time, I can pick up the dog poop in the backyard or whatever it is.
Like, number one on my list, pick up the dog poop.
Let me show you my love.
Okay, and these things sound so mundane, and like obviously that does not sound romantic, but it's like, I don't have to go pick up the dog poop. Now I have time to go do something else. And it's like, then you feel less stressed. Or like with words of affirmation, he recommended, he's like, some people this is like really hard for because you're not used to it. So he said he recommended like whenever you, like if it's your spouse's love language, whenever you hear words of affirmation in, or like compliments in like a movie or amongst other people, like you can write them down or like make a mental note of it. So then it's kind of like, oh, that's something I could say, or that's something I could do. And then he recommended give them words of affirmation in private, but also do it in front of other people, because that's even a bigger deal. Or he said,
that's a good idea.
Give words of affirmation, like say good things about your spouse behind their back. So like I could say something really nice about Aaron to his mom or to his brother or like to his friends, whatever. And he's like, eventually it's going to get back to him. And then that's going to mean like triple to them, because one, you said it, but then also like someone else heard it and it's coming back to them. It's like, they knew you were like thinking good things about them when they weren't even there. So it's like, double points, I guess.
Yeah,
that's kind of how like it feels like so much worse when you hear that someone says something bad about you.
Yeah, true.
Then, like, if they said it directly to you, you might have been able to handle it or, like, talk about it. But if you have it get back to you, it just is so much more hurtful.
I was just watching an episode of The Good Place, which I think is so funny. But in one episode, so they're in The Good Place, and they walk in, and there's this, like, all these wonderful, great things happening. And then there's this stand that has a set of headphones, and it says all the nice things people have said about you behind your back. And I was like, that would be so fun.
Ooh, that would be so fun.
Oh, that would.
Oh, I want to go stand and listen to that.
Yeah.
She has the best abs I've ever seen. Oh my gosh. They're like a washboard. I could play in a bluegrass band on them.
And Amy, yours would be, she has the best hair I've ever seen.
She gives me the best hug.
She's like Buddy or Olaf.
Amy equals Olaf.
Oh, we don't like it. Olaf doesn't have good hair.
She's Olaf with good hair.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, gosh. Or, for quality time. So an idea for that would be to set a specific time. So right now for us, that's our dinner time. Is like, I know we mentioned it in our like social media episode that we did, but we put our phones away, and that's where we just, you share, and that's your time to share like something that happened in your day or how you're feeling or like something funny that happened, whatever it is. That's your time to give like undivided attention to each other. Or it could be like in the morning before you go to work while you're drinking coffee, whatever. Like, have that specific
time.
Cuddle
talkie time.
Your cuddle talkie time. Amy, I am never going to forget that. And that's going to be, like, what comes into my head when, like, I want to talk to Erin is, oh, cuddle talkie time. They come up with our own names for it now.
I hope you also play Fiddler on the Roof for Erin when it's time for cuddle talkie time.
It's funny.
And, okay, so you know how you were saying that thing about, like, they had headphones and you could listen to all the good things people say?
Mm-hmm.
What if they had one for all the bad?
Nope, nope, nope. That's definitely not part of The Good Place.
I don't even want to think
That's
about
in the
it.
Bad place, Maddie.
Madeline, you're just going to give me anxiety thinking about that now.
No.
She has such beautiful brown eyes and black hair. I just hate her. She probably bought the hair, and her brown eyes are just contacts to make them look like gooey chocolate.
Does
that
make
you feel better, Katie?
Hazel eyes,
I do have
brown.
Hazel eyes.
Ah, that's why it would be the contact for the gooey eyes. And then she also has the hazel eyes.
You know what I didn't
naturally.
Realize is that, like, I didn't realize your eyes could, like, change colors. But as a kid, my eyes were, like, dark, dark brown. And they
Yeah, you did have super dark brown eyes as a kid.
They've, like, progressively gotten lighter. And now my eyes have a lot of green in them, which is interesting because I never used to. And I didn't realize eyes could, like, change colors. Other than, like, I mean, obviously, like, newborn babies have, like, blue eyes or dark eyes. Like, their eyes are different. They change, but.
Right.
I feel like mine have been the same since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, one of, I feel like, your big descriptors. Like, these big, bright blue eyes.
Mine? Oh, that one? Yes.
Yes, Katie, your descriptor is your bright blue eyes.
But Katie,
they've been changing on you more than you thought.
Katie has a Kelly Clarkson song, so.
I do.
Oh, right.
Okay, so funny story about that song in particular. I really like that song. But I had it on my, it kind of has like a, kind of an edge to that song, okay? Like, it has a good beat to it. And I had it on a, like,
it is
a workout playlist. And my friend Sarah went to borrow. She was like, I was working. Oh, so it was when I was working at the rec center and I was in the weight room. And she came in and she's like, oh, shoot. Like, I forgot my music. Back before we had music on our phones, it was my iPod. And I was like,
whoa,
oh, here. Like,
dating yourself there a little bit.
You can use my, I've got my iPod right here. You can listen to it. And she puts in my, like, workout playlist and she's listening to it. And she comes up to me after lifting a few times and she's like, man. That behind my hazel eyes really got me going there.
Oh my god.
And then I felt really, really self-conscious about my workout playlist, but it worked for me.
Katie's like staring at her eyes in the mirror while she's doing bicep curls.
Oh god.
The intensity, the fury.
Yes.
college?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking that when you were in college, you would have had phone.
I mean, maybe other people did, but I sure didn't.
I guess that I was like 2008, 2009.
I graduated high school in 2008. I didn't even get a smartphone until probably my junior year of college.
What the heck? That's so weird to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, other people had them. I just didn't have them yet at that point. That, but then remember,
interesting.
You had to, like, you would get lost, like, not lost, but like you would need to meet up with your parents at the store, and you'd have to go up to the front, and they'd be like, "Wilson, party of one. You're Amy Wilson. Your party is waiting for you at the front of the store.
And you're lost in the grocery store."
I don't remember that they would page you. I remember getting forgotten in one of the buildings at the fair.
That happened once.
I had to come back and get me. I know. I didn't say it happened multiple times. I think the fact that it happened once is notable.
Now we get to the root of Amy's need for physical touch.
Wow.
The abandonment.
I just thought of some things that happened that were probably when I was doing the opposite of speaking your love language, Maddie.
Oh, I can think of plenty, Amy.
Maddie, we don't need to go to plenty. That makes me sound like a bad sister.
You did not understand me when we were kids.
I was 2 years younger. Let's just preface that. No, I just thought of like a time where we were going to order pizza and mom had us look it up in the number up in the phone book, and she was going to have us call the number on her cell phone. And I had done it last. And so she was like, "Here, Maddie, it's your turn." And you were trying to get me to do it. And I was like, "No, what's the big deal? Just like do it, Maddie. Make the phone call." And now I'm like, oh, I probably could have done that for you.
Oh, yes. I remember so nice. Many situations like that.
Madeline, you and Aaron are similar in some ways. I didn't like, understand. That's another way. I know that he hates making phone calls. So it's like, I'm always like, I know that he hates doing that. So it's, I'm the one, like, I make phone calls. If we need to schedule something or whatever it is, like, it's always, or if we're ordering food, like, I'm the one making the phone call.
Wait. Maddie, I thought of one from our childhood where I'm being nice. Okay, so once we were riding the bus home, and I mean, we weren't super young. I think you might have been in high school, but some like middle schooler kept trying to hit on you, and he was being really weird and annoying. So I went over and I like sat next to you, and like, oh no, he tried to sit next to you on the bus. That's what it was. And he wouldn't leave you alone. So I told him to get out of the seat, and I sat down next to you and told him I needed to sit with you and for him to go away.
Oh, that's nice of you.
There you go. There you go. I saved you from the weird little middle school boy.
Thank you.
Yay.
Oh, man.
Coming through. I swear there's more things where I did good things. Let's just focus on that.
Oh, Katie, you know what's one that always sticks out in my mind of you is when I was in third grade, I stapled my thumb with a stapler. And I remember I was crying and I was walking to the nurse's office with the staple stuck in my thumb, and you were in the hallway. And I remember when I saw you, I just started crying, and you were like, "What's wrong?" And you went with me to the nurse's office, and I felt so much better.
I remember that.
I think about that all the time. I don't know why.
It must have been a really traumatic event for you. I remember it very clearly though.
Well, I was trying to be like really strong. I was like, "It's fine. It doesn't hurt. It's fine." Mm-hmm. And then I saw you, and you know when someone asks you if you're okay and you're like not okay, and so then you just start crying.
Yeah. Well, I think it's too, it's when you're around someone that you feel comfortable around, that you know loves you, you feel safe enough to let out those emotions. Like little kids, it's like if they're having a bad day at school, they hold it together all day, and then they get home and then they just like are little terrors for their parents.
Oh,
because then they get home and they've got all these emotions and they feel safe enough that they can let them out now. Whereas at school, they like have to like they bottle it up and don't necessarily let it out. It's interesting though.
Oh,
it's like,
my goodness.
I know both of you better than anyone else. And it was funny. As soon as we started talking about this, I was like, I know what their top ones are already.
That is so interesting.
Okay. So I'm curious. To me, I thought it was very like to me, I didn't necessarily know your secondary or your other ones in order, but I definitely knew what your like top ones would be. Was it as obvious to you guys? Like, is mine as obvious?
I wasn't
surprised. So what mine would be?
I definitely wasn't surprised about what your guys' were.
This is so funny. How did you guys know I was physical touch when I didn't?
It's because you like obvious. To be really close to you like to be really close to the people you love physically. Yes.
Okay. Well, if I give anyone space, they're going to know.
Oh, that is really funny.
I just remember, you never minded having to share a bed, and it was, like, my absolute, like, I hated having to share a bed so much. When Katie would come home from college, someone had to share the bed with her, and I remember, like, begging Amy to let me sleep in my own bed. Like, please, just let me sleep in my own bed.
Glad you guys wanted to spend which so much was, time like, with me.
I don't like being touched when I sleep. Like, I know that in movies and stuff, people cuddle all night, but I cannot stand it. Like, we can cuddle for a little bit at the beginning of the night, but after that, I'm just like, I get too hot and uncomfortable.
I cuddle at the beginning.
Katie and I were not cuddling when she came home from college.
I understand you weren't. I understand you weren't cuddling, but like literally, if your toe touched my leg or if your arm touched me, it was like so irritating. Like, I needed my own space in my home bed.
Okay, I didn't really mind sharing the bed with Katie, but then when your dog Nala jumped in, Maddie, it was a bit of an issue. Somehow Nala got in between me and Katie in the middle of the bed, and I thought Katie was pushing me off the bed, and Katie thought I was pushing her. And finally, like, almost in the morning time, I finally looked over, and I was like, Katie, what the heck? And I look over, and Nala is just, like, spread out on her back, looking pushing both of us off the bed.
Yeah, we both were so annoyed with the other person, thinking that they were just, like, being a bed hog, and it ended up being Nala.
Poor Nala, you guys were probably shoving Nala back and forth all night.
I don't know. She looked pretty happy. She was like,
my people love me. They both would be so close to me.
So cute.
I find it funny that neither of us thought to like look over and like
to be fair,
see if I'm the other person.
That is true.
Like you had bad breath.
Nala is always minty fresh, okay?
Yeah, what do you mean, Katie?
Obviously.
Can't insult my Nala like that.
Yeah.
Well, who wants to end this episode?
All right. Well, I think
to all the lovers out there, make sure.
Leave it in. I like it. Most important quotes that I liked from that book was that love is a choice you make every day, and love is a verb. So, I encourage everyone out there to read the book or at least take the quiz. I really do think it's worth it. It makes a difference in your relationships.
Yeah, the biggest thing is have you and your partner take the quiz. That's the biggest thing.
I think it's really important to talk about. I think it's important to know those things, and it helps you understand each other really well, I think. I'm feeling the love now, guys. I'm feeling better about things.
To all the lovers out there, have a good night, and just remember, the love languages will always be there. Why is it harder to think of what I'm going to say when I'm trying to do that?
I don't know, but I like it. We're leaving it. All right. Well, thank you, as always, for listening to the She's My Sister podcast.
Try not to judge us too much for our cuddly talk times and all the other things we mentioned.
But
it doesn't feel as corny when you're actually in the relationship. Just keep that in mind. Your love tank and everything else. It doesn't seem so cheesy in practice.
Mine's feeling pretty full right now. And you know what makes it even feel even fuller is when, or more full, I don't know what the correct grammatical term there would be, is when you rate and review our podcast. We honestly have a text, like group text, where we screenshot reviews and send them to each other. So you guys, it makes our day.
Katie, that was such a good segue.
It fills up our love tank. I know. Thank you. Thanks for using my words of affirmation, Madeline.
Oh, I wasn't actually even trying. Yay.
Good job.
You're welcome. All right. Goodbye.
All right. Good night.
Oh, okay.
I love you both. Bye.